It's day 17, and I have some things I want to share with you. Cooking and grocery shopping.
The other day, I was telling some friends of mine that I know I'm getting older because when I was in my 20s, I got excited about a new nightclub or restaurant that would be opening. Now I'm in my 40s, and I get excited about the new grocery store that's opening because I really do love to go grocery shopping. I go all the time. I love to shop because I love to eat.
And as a result, I've become an expert at shopping for the right foods, and now you will be too. Here's how I shop. It's the same routine all the time. I grab my cart or my basket, and all I do is I shop the perimeter first. Here's why. Go to any grocery store, and you will find the produce is on the perimeter. As you curve the perimeter, you'll see the meats, you'll see the fresh seafood, you'll see the dairy, and all the fresh foods are around the complete perimeter. So even if I don't even have to go in the interior, I'm going to get all the basic things I need from eggs to meats to carbs to dairies to fresh produce. It's that easy and it's that simple. Shop the perimeter first. And remember, it's important to have food flavor satisfaction, which is going to take you to the condiment aisle. And those are the things you need in your kitchen to make sure that you are able to season your food to taste flavorful. An example would be cumin in Mexican food, ginger in Chinese food, and basil into Italian food. Now, always try to eat foods in their natural form. And when you choose to eat foods that come in a box or in a bag, become a label reader and find out what's really in those foods. A lot of people say, I don't cook. How do I do your program? Well, the truth is you can eat out every single meal and get lean on this program. But as a time saver, as a money saver, it's nice to be able to cook some of the basics. And once you learn the basics on this program, you can cook any meal anytime you like. And here are the basics. Boiling water. Using a microwave, knowing how to turn on an oven, knowing how to grill, knowing how to get a nonstick skillet to not stick. These are simple, easy things that I know either you're doing already or you certainly won't have any problem learning how. This being day 17, and I'm going to just assume that you've done half a dozen muscle building exercises. Now, if you're female or if you're a guy that likes wearing the suits that you're currently wearing, you might be worried about, oh my gosh, I'm going to put on all this muscle. Not necessarily, because putting on 1 or 2 pounds of muscle is quite an achievement. And when you do, that 1 or 2 pounds of muscle just ignites your body's ability to burn the calories faster. The kind of muscle I'm talking about is nice, sleek, beautiful, defined muscle. And all these exercises are designed to do is help you shape, tone, and contour your body, not put on big, huge muscles. Now, in the next days to come, I'm going to share some wonderful stories with you that I know you're going to love. Have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you on day 18.